Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. I hope you enjoyed my little talk there.
That was fun. That was enlightening.
I feel like we didn't learn shit.
Hey, it was enlightening, but yet we didn't learn shit at the same time.
That's true. Yeah.
It was enlightening in the fact, like, yeah, this is going to be the norm going forward.
Yeah,
everyday conversation, but yeah.
You just got to, I mean, you already know this, but you just got to, I hate to use this term, stay in your circle with your circle of
friends. Yeah, that'll be wise. Keep shit simple.
Yeah, no more of this meeting new people shit or anything like that now. It's like, you start to realize a lot of people, well, I guess the pandemic is precisely whatever made us see that, like, there's a lot of fucked up people in the world that got some batshit crazy ideas. And it's like, you know what, as best as, they're basically like the conspiracy people.
I mean, yeah, a different side of the same coin, but yeah.
Yeah, different side of the same coin.
They kind of like really for their cause to the point of delusion.
Yeah. And
just nonsensical actions, but yeah.
Oh, people, welcome.
Oh, just a lack of rationale, really. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad.
Everybody going on, right?
Keep going on with this shit. Yeah. I don't want the whole show to turn into some big ass rant. I really don't.
Oh, because we'll hear about it.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I like hearing about a lot of things because, like Cody said, we like to learn a lot of things, but I got to tell you this. Mm-hmm. After this past conversation I've had, I actually don't want to learn about it. Don't give a shit.
He's tired.
Yeah. I don't even give a shit, whatever. What that is, well, people, you'll have to find out one day.
Yeah.
People, welcome to The Last Drop, by the way. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JP.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And this is Mixing and Match Week. Matching and mixing. Mm. Mixing and matching. And post St. Paddy's Day, Cody drank all the green beer he could.
Actually, I had no beer on St. Paddy's Day. I had no alcohol at all, I believe. Yeah.
I didn't either, actually.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, look, it's Thursday.
Yeah. I got to wake up at 6 a.m. the next morning. That's great.
You too. Like, literally, the same shit. I got to wake up at 6 a.m. every fucking weekday.
Yeah. I had a pig in the blanket, Cody. That's what I had.
I don't even remember what I ate on Thursday.
And I had a cupcake that was infused with Bailey's, I think, whatever. So I don't know if that counts, but that's
something Irish inspired, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't know pig in a blanket was that's an Irish thing.
I don't think so. I think it was just there, to be honest. Everything else, like they had, like, I didn't know pretzels were Irish. There were like a bunch of pretzels and shit there too. Giant sized pretzels too, whatever. I went to a big little shindig at the studio and shit, and it was all kind of food. And I saw the pig in the blanket, and I was just sitting there looking like, fuck, that's Irish.
I had no idea.
All right. I mean, ooh. I didn't really drink or anything like that or talk because I was getting an earful, but you know, I mean, I needed one after that. But sleep was better once I got home.
Sleep is always better.
You know,
I'm
starting to learn that in my older age, I'm getting whatever. Mm-hmm. Fuck everything else. I just want to sleep.
Yeah, you are not lying. I love me some sleep.
Oh, fuck. It is amazing. It's incredible.
Love me some sleep, man. It really is.
You're talking to two people as well that we didn't really used to do this in our 20s. 30s? Mm-hmm. Sleeping my ass off now.
I just want to sleep. 3:30, I'm off work.
Yeah.
I'm in the shower. And what did I do? Go to fuck to sleep.
Man, it's 3:30. I'm gonna do a 30-minute workout, maybe a 20-minute, because I want to get a little extra 20 minutes of my sleep. 20 minutes. Take a shower. Sometimes, Cody, I'm not even gonna lie, I skip meals just to go to sleep early.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Just like, I'm kind of hungry. I don't give a fuck, though.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that, yeah. You never know the importance or the power of that 8-hour sleep.
I'm telling you, and in the year 2022, the 21st century, where we have memory foam options for a mattress and a pillow. Yes, sleep is your safe haven.
And if you don't think memory foam pillows are good for you, trust me on this, they are really fucking good for you.
You haven't slept if you haven't slept on a memory foam mattress or a pillow. You haven't slept yet at all.
That motherfucker just sinks you into the bed.
You become one with the memory foam.
I don't know if people know this, but in 2022, work-related wise and anything else wise, you deal with a lot of bullshit. And the only thing to relieve that bullshit is a memory foam mattress.
Tell you, man. Memory foam slippers too?
Oh,
I don't have any myself. Actually, I need to hop on, actually.
I got them on right now. this
son of a bitch. I'm going to go on Amazon right now.
Dude, you can get some for 50 bucks. You want some memory foam slippers? Yeah, you can get it for 60 bucks, bro. Right,
me and my girl, we're getting some memory foam slippers right now. It's happening right now. Live on the show.
Live on the drop.
Yep.
Get that 2-day order. Get them on Monday, dude.
I got that Prime, man. They should get here tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Get that Monday order. Get that Monday order. So, man, that's how you know we old. Remember back in the 20s, Cody, when it was just like, sleep. I got my relieving of stress. It's called alcohol, baby. I'm going to drink it. And it's like, yeah, that actually really don't. Although I will say, you drink a glass of wine before bed, it does even make the sleep a little bit better. I don't know.
Man, I'm saying, I've been trying to get into wine. That glass of wine before bed, that sounds heavenly to me.
I'm telling you this right now, Cody. Drink a glass of wine, my friend. Get you some get you some port wine, too, because you like what I like on the wine. Get some
port wine. All right. Yeah.
All right. Get the Optima 10 and 20. It has a cork, dude, so you can put it back on like a whiskey bottle.
All right, hold on. Get to my note app. Hold on one second.
Matter of fact, I got
the. All right.
Let me grab the bottle real quick. Whatever.
I'm gonna show you right now. Hey, all right. Well, all right. Yeah. Let me know the name of that again. We get a chance.
All right. See, so
you said Optimus Prime. What you say?
Oh, the Optima 20-year-old.
All right. Give me one second. So O T I
M A. 20. They have a 10 and a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old. The 30-year-old costs a little more. Team of
20.
The 10-year-old, dude, only $10.99. The 20-year-old? Yeah, the 20-year-old is like $19.99.
Beautiful. All right, that's the first one. I'm buying
this shit. Check this out, Cody.
Probably right now.
Check this shit out. This is the wine. You can go back to it.
Synthetic cork.
You can go back to it, Cody.
I tell you, man, synthetic corks. I don't know. A lot of people bitching about the synthetic. That shit's a lifesaver.
So we were talking on earlier episodes about like we can't do wine because you got to drink the whole thing or put a cork in it. Well, this one, people, it comes with a cork in it that you can put back on. You don't have to drink it in one sitting. I drink this with steak, Cody. That shit is fire.
I can only imagine.
Oh, man. So
I can only imagine.
Go to K&L, my friend. They got a supply of this shit.
They got them?
Yeah, they got them, my friend. Right. They got Novell Black, too. And you know how much that is. It's only 20 bucks.
I remember that one. Yeah.
They're literally all three are lined up next to each other, whatever, in shape. Yo, K&L, my friend.
All right, K&L. Yeah, I gotta make a stop by there. They got all the good. I've been there in a while.
Yeah. It's
order from there in a while.
It's hard to get over in that area, too. It's such a bitch of a fucking area.
but that's the best store, though.
I was going to say, glad you couldn't get it shipped.
LA, yeah.
I know they do shipping, but I don't think that far out.
Yeah, I don't think they ship out here, though.
They don't even ship to my area. Like, I think the farthest they ship to might be downtown LA, actually. I think this is the farthest they ship to. But, yeah, and you probably can find that wine anywhere else. I don't know. Just check it out. But it's a it's a 20-year-old Asian oak cask, Optima 20-year-old, a port. I mean, it's barrel-aged. You can smell it as soon as you pop the cork. Caramel. What I love about it is I don't have to put it in the fridge or anything. I put the cork back on, baby, and it's like a whiskey bottle now, whatever. Should I come back to this every time I have like...
That's a game changer right there.
All wine should do that.
Wine? Game changer.
All fucking wine should do that. I drink this usually when I go to the red meat. I get like a steak. I had a nice juicy steak the other day. Ooh, so good.
I made some carne asada last night. Some carne asada fries. So good
with it, man. I'm telling you.
She was fire.
Yeah, drink a wine before bedtime. Trust me on this, people. You wake up not knowing what the fuck happened. You go like, "What? When did I go to bed?" For some reason, I feel more refreshed. I don't know why. I feel way refreshed drinking a bottle, a glass
of wine. You're selling me on this wine, sir. Really selling me on this wine.
Yeah, yeah. And you get some port wine. It's nice and barrel-aged, and it's got that caramel and that toasted flavor in it. And you're like, perfect. Nice and light, too. The ABV is like fucking, I mean, it's higher than most wine, whatever, but not that high. Like, it's 20% alcohol in port wine. It's 20% plus, whatever. So this bottle, I think, is 20% as well, too. But, yeah, man, I drink that. And, you know, back in our 20s, it was like, man, I drink the Relief. Nah, I sleep now.
Sleep. Yep, that's all you need.
I think Nas said sleep was the cause of the death. Well, kill me then. Shit.
Yeah. Let me some sleep.
Yeah, because that it feel like I ain't enough sleeping in the day. And on weekends, I don't do shit. I like sometimes I'll tell Cody or he'll tell me like he got errands to run before we record. I try to keep these errands like as low as fucking possible, whatever. I don't drive to LA or anything like that unless I have to drive to the office or something like that. But I avoid driving too. I don't fucking drive. The most I'll drive is to the barbershop, which Cody's been to, so he knows it ain't that far. It's like a fucking 10-minute drive. And maybe I'll just stay in the local area of Long Beach or whatever and shit, to like check out grocery store, whatever it is and shit. But I try to do all that shit during the week and weekends. That's anime and sleep time.
Yep. Tell me, man. I love that we live in a world where you just order shit online, you just pick it up, and then go into the fucking store.
Oh, it's beautiful. You can do shit with Target, the grocery store.
I just bought some groceries from Rouse, and if you have, I think it's like 35 and up, you're eligible for pickup, whatever like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So simple. Show up, scan your ID, whatever, ask if your last name, whatever, throw in the back, in the trunk, backseat, whatever. Boom, good to go.
Sometimes now, Cody, I've started to use the power of Instacart now. I just been having to deliver shit, and it's been great. I don't even have to go on that motherfucker no more. Yeah. When I run out of juice, like cranberry juice, they drop it off. And like you said, if it's over like $25, I think, with Instacart, it's free delivery, and it's like, oh, that's perfect. Cody, I even have Total Wine delivered to me now.
Total Wine.
Yeah. Get on that app, my friend.
They do deliver.
They deliver.
Yeah, they deliver.
They bring it to my house, the one in Long Beach. Now, you know how far, I mean, it ain't far of the Long Beach Total Wine, but it's a good distance, though.
And even make things even better. Some of these liquor stores got their own apps. We can just order online. I'm just going to just pick it up. El Cerrito.
El Cerrito's one. Yeah,
we'll pick it out here. We got it. They got an app. Just order this. Or the website. Just order this shit. Pick it up. Boom. Good to go.
The best thing about Total Wine, too, is when you have it delivered here, if you got your account logged in, they give you so many fucking discounts, Cody. That's not even funny. I needed some wine to give to the neighbor because it was her birthday or something like that. And mom's one was like, oh, give her some wine or whatever and shit. I was like, fuck, I don't feel like going to no store. All right, that shit delivered to me. I got two bottles of it.
And sometimes, you know, a bit of delivery charge sometimes, unless you order like a certain amount where they say you ordered this much, you get free delivery. The Bemo has that shit too. But yeah, but sometimes you want to pay that delivery fee and say, fuck it, I don't feel like going to work. Are you chilling? It's the weekend or it's Friday night, whatever. You're like, yeah, I don't feel like going to work.
You know, traffic is just so fucking bad these days. It's like,
yes, traffic. Gas.
That too.
Jesus.
I got hustled the other day. Well, I got hustled last week and then by a chick at the gas station I fill up at. And she was like, Mister, can you? She was a woman too. And she was like, Mister, can you help me out with some cash for gas in my car? It didn't stop running, right? And I had recognized her and I was just like, oh, okay. I was like, since it was a woman, I guess maybe I was like, I feel a little bad. So I was like, I got like, I don't carry cash on me, but I had like $4 on me. I was like, here you go, miss. Take it all. It ain't much, but it's all I got in cash. I literally saw her on Friday when I went to get gas, whatever. And she said, Mister, my car isn't working. Can you give me? And I looked at her and I was like, you look familiar. I was like, you the same chick from last week. I was like, damn, you just hustled me. So, but yeah, gas and everything else is fucking crazy. Traffic drives me fucking insane. Traffic drives me so goddamn insane. I mean, I was leaving LA like at 7:30 the other night. Still was fucking traffic. I was like, God damn, dude. When is there not motherfucking traffic?
But that's just all SoCal, man. No matter where you go in SoCal.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, NorCal too.
Same yeah. thing. Or any of a major fucking city, state you could go. Mm-hmm. Florida traffic sucks.
Texas traffic. It's just, traffic sucks. And you think you get used to it too. Because I lived in LA for 30 years. You think you'll be used to it?
No.
Every now and again, that shit will just push you over the edge. It's like, God damn it.
And then, it really makes you like just rethink your whole day yeah. planning and shit. Like, you don't want to do mm-hmm. shit when you sit in it.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to say, like, I don't know, hey, JB, come down to Riverside, let's hang out, whatever. I'd look at you and be like, well, it's going to take me like an hour to get there, then an hour to get back, and I got this to do in between. Like, you really got to think like that living over in this fucking area now, people. Before, you just get up in your car and just get there or whatever and shit. Now, during the pandemic, Cody, I was getting a fucking Rancho Cucamonga in 30 minutes and shit.
Yeah.
That shit.
I remember how empty the street was when the pandemic started. I remember it was ghost town.
It was beautiful.
I will never forget that. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I felt like taking fucking world tour drives around the damn state and shit. Mm-hmm. That's how beautiful it was. I was like, man.
Yeah, that was such an eerie. Oh my God, it was so eerie.
It was so eerie. It was beautiful.
Crazy. Yeah.
I went to Rancho Cucamonga, 30 minutes. I wanted to go there to the spot to get lunch one day. I was going to take moms and stuff. That was like around last year, last summer, or a little bit after the summer or whatever. Traffic kicked back in. That shit said an hour and 26 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then every 20 minutes that passed, it kept jumping up, hour and 46. I was like, I ain't going back no fucking rent. Fuck that, man. It was damn near a San Diego drive at that point, whatever. I was like, shit. How does a 30-minute drive turn into a San Diego drive? So, yeah, that's our long rant of, like, I don't like doing shit on weekends. Go bless Cody, what he just said, that people deliver and you could just order on the app now and just drive into a certain little parking lot and they just put it in your trunk of your car and shit. Oh, it's so fucking beautiful. You wait till K&L starts delivering in my neighborhood. I ain't never fucking leaving this motherfucker now.
For real.
I honestly don't know why they don't have a delivery service.
I'm saying, or yeah, ship that shit.
Yeah, I had something delivered to an office in downtown LA, which I didn't even think they did from there, and they did do it. And so I just started typing in zip code, seeing how far they can fucking go. That looked about as far as they can go. I was like, oh, they need to hook up a DoorDash or something like that. They probably think people will steal their bottles or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Those are some pretty exquisite bottles there. Speaking of which I got me some of those rare Armagnac bottles.
I saw those, man. Came up.
I got one more coming.
Brother, good purchase, man.
I got one more coming, baby. I got one more. I got three of them over. I got the
nice, man.
1990, man.
Nice. 240
bottles of this were made. I was like, ooh. I better grab that. And then I got the 1984, which I think only 120 bottles were made. I was like, ooh. I gotta grab that one too, just in case and shit. So,
good shit, man.
Yeah. These bottles are gorgeous as fuck,
right?
I don't have the cool box though, like Cody has, whatever, that cool white box and shit. They gave me this like blue. I guess that's the new boxes they come in or whatever and shit. And the guy was telling me, man, he was like, these bottles are getting hard to find. He was like, and the price shot up on all of them too, because they're so limited now, or whatever. And I was just like. I said, well, that makes sense. If it's only like 120 bottles of one fucking of the 1984, if the price goes up, then that's fair. It makes sense. I understand that logic right there. So I'm cool with it. But yeah, 1984, 36-year-old. I got the 40-year-old coming. So I'm looking forward to getting that one or whatever. But I was like, I can't wait. I got to pick these up. So,
hey, good shit, man. Great fucking purchase.
Yeah.
Those are going to treat you right, those bottles.
Can't wait to open them.
I'm looking forward to seeing what you have to say about them.
And then hide them, because they never going back to them again, because then I'm making them all. But matter of fact, I should get like a flask and pour that much into each one or whatever and shit, and be like, all right, whatever's in this flask is how much I'm drinking of this Armagnac, because from the sound of it, the way that guy was talking to me, he sounded like I ain't never going to get another bottle. So, So I'm perfectly fine with stashing that shit away for like the day the world decides to blow up or some shit like that. And I go like, oh, well, there's one drink I need to pour. It's that Armagnac. So anyway, though. I think I already talked about it. I got the fucking Morton Steakhouse 40th anniversary bottle. Well, shit. So
okay.
Morton Steakhouse celebrating their 40th anniversary. So, you know, your boy was there, and you know, he grabbed him a little bottle to share there, you know.
Very nice, very nice.
That expensive ass steak and shit that people pay like on a regular, I guess, because that motherfucker always crowded. And like, God,
you need money, apparently.
It was good, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know about the price good, but it was good. Cody, it's mix and match week. What are we drinking? Oh, one more thing. I just listened to the Stone Cold Steve Austin show he just did on 316 Day.
Okay.
All the notes you said about the beer, he pretty much said.
Really?
Like everything you were saying, like I would.
Wow, that's
like,
crazy.
Really? So like he said exactly how you said you prefer this, whatever he said. The reason why we didn't do that is because this is what we were going for with this drink and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, he literally.
If I find it for you, I'll send it to you. I mean, because yeah, we did the review before he did this interview. So it was pretty good though.
Yeah,
it's like 20 minutes long or whatever and shit. He was just talking about the 316 Day, and then they made him choose between his three favorite they have a segment where they have it's called bench it. Oh, start it, bench it, and cancel it or whatever. I guess it's like their fuck, marry, kill. And they three options that they gave him was hitting Vince McMahon with the bedpan, the grocery store, and the beer truck thing. And he was like, shit. You know, he was like, I'll cancel the bedpan moment with Vince McMahon. But he was like, I can't choose between the grocery store and the beer truck. Come on, man. Those are legendary. But he pretty much said everything you pretty much said about the beer, man. I was like, he was saying, you know, with IPAs, you know, most people can't drink them as much or whatever and stuff. So we wanted to make a lager because he said the fans kept asking me they wanted a lager. And he was like, I wanted to show the fans that I listened to him. Mm-hmm. He said he wanted to make something that's easy to go down so you can have multiple cans of it and shit. You know, it doesn't have that bitter taste like an IPA does. It was actually a really good interview. He was talking about, you know, I think he said he lives in Nevada now, you know, but he's like, he loves to come to El Segundo. He teamed up with someone that works there. El Segundo, he said, one of the best breweries you could work with and stuff like that. And they've been good to him and stuff. It was just a bunch of stuff, mainly about the beer itself. And he was promoting the hell out of the American lager. He said he doesn't really do much of this, but he was like, he's really proud of this, whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he just wanted to make something that people could just knock back. Yeah. Without the hoppiness.
Literally, everything I said, that's crazy.
I mean, listening to everything it, I wanted to go back and listen to your review because I was like, I swear I heard Cody say all this and shit. I mean, I was like,
crazy, man.
Straight up listening
to this. Yeah, they nailed it.
Yeah. It sounded good, I ain't gonna lie. It's not even bad.
It is good.
It's a good beer. I was like wanting to share. I was like, gonna send him the link Instagram to fucking listen to the review. We did it before. You just stole Cody's review. Mm-hmm. Stole Cody's review. You thieving bastard, you.
Right?
How dare you?
Yeah.
So what are we sipping on now, Mr. Williams?
Oh, man, this is one of the my early beers. I started my early craft beer days. Mm-hmm. I love, and I haven't had in a while either. This is one of the, you know, like craft beer in cans was kind of like sacrilege back in the day.
Yeah.
Because people thought it would give like a tinny taste of all this and blah, 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 blah. Turns out cans are some of the best ways to store beer because one, it keeps it insulated. Two, no light gets to the beer. So there's no cause for concern with spoilers or things like that nature. And so I remember this is one of the first canned beers, craft beers I tried as Tamfitty. Oscar Blues.
You know, it wasn't that long ago, neither, when the cans were or the bottling of beer was like shattered on of how it should be. Mm-hmm. It was pretty fucking recent. And if you,
it was. This is from Oscar Blues out in Longmont, Colorado. Mm-hmm. This is their Imperial Stout coming in at a whopping 10.5% alcohol. So this is indeed a heavy hitter. This is pretty much your classic Russian Imperial Stout. You're going to get like those kind of bitter coffee notes, heavy on the coffee. dark chocolate, bit of roastiness, and then on the palate.
The color looks great.
Palate? Honestly, it's a bit lighter on the palate. You get a lot more milk chocolate. You get some milk chocolate, a little bit of that roastiness, a little bit of that bitterness. But it's much more milk chocolate going down with like a hint. Maybe like a hint of undertone of coffee notes.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a brownie kind of thing going on.
Oh, I like brownies.
Yeah.
I like brownies.
Yeah.
I don't think I really hear that
brownie base right here.
I don't think I really hear that note for most spirits neither. A brownie taste like that.
Yeah, it almost tastes like, almost like a liquid brownie with a touch of alcohol.
That sounds heavy to me, actually. Brownies are my favorite dessert, people.
This is a delicious beer. My only thing, I wish the mouthfeel was a bit more smooth.
Is it too sweet?
No, not too sweet at all. No. Okay. No, it was perfectly balanced.
Okay. I just sent you the Broken Skull interview. It's like...
Oh, okay. Oh, thank
you. It's like 22 minutes or whatever.
Okay, perfect.
You get through it real fast. I listened to it this morning, and I got through it like real fast.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll watch that later for sure. Yeah thank you, brother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Like I said, that's my only knock against it. I wish the mouthfeel was a bit smoother. I think... there's a bit, this is going to sound weird because you really need to say this about beers. I wish this had a bit less carbonation, just a touch less carbonation.
I've never heard that.
Because I don't like that little spritzy kind of thing when I'm drinking stouts. Like anything else I'm cool with. The stout, no, I just want like a smooth, creamy, it's not by easy, silky mouthfeel. And this is really not giving me that.
Well, so the finish is not easy to sip on, or what, it has like a linger or something?
No, flavor-wise is great.
Yeah.
Flavor-wise is on point. I just wish, my only knock against the spirit, I wish the mouthfeel was a bit smoother, creamier.
Gotcha.
I'll let it try this on nitro. I don't know if I ever had 1050 on nitro before. I don't think I have.
Food pairing wise, what do you think you compare that with then?
Ooh. Because there is sweetness to this beer, but it's not a lot.
Not a lot of
sweetness, which I like in my Russian Imperial Stouts. Ooh, food pairing wise. I think it would go great with a steak.
Steak. Some grilled
savory, grilled meat, maybe a grilled chicken.
Not as much.
Something with like a high acidity, have like a good contrast. Something like something grilled with like cherry tomatoes, something like that. Yeah.
What about a salmon with some honey on it or whatever? And then
I was kind of thinking tomatoes. Salmon realm. Yeah. Definitely something with cherry tomatoes, probably something like a salmon too, which is not really like a fatty fish.
Cherry tomatoes with the basil hidden over it, little spread of the basil hay and shit like that.
Ooh. Maybe with a little, something like a hollandaise sauce on the salmon, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. Some definitely with cherry tomatoes though.
Yeah, that's what keeps them mad.
Like grilled cherry tomatoes.
Okay, yeah. I think I know.
Yeah. I think it's going to go well with that.
It's not a one specific food group.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to pair this with dessert because it'll be kind of redundant. So I wouldn't want to do that. But yeah, that's what I would go with.
A lot of people don't do that neither, which is something one day we'll
see. Oh, did I get my rating yet? I get this a 3. This is 3.
It's not a bad rating.
Yeah, this is damn good beer.
Yeah.
I just wish those things with the mouthfeel, but that would push it up over the edge for me.
What is your favorite dessert, Cody?
My favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert.
I love vanilla ice cream and I love cheesecake, but I have to choose between one or the other. I will go with vanilla ice cream.
Wow, over the cheesecake. Okay. I'm a brownie guy. I love brownies.
I love brownies too.
I love brownies. That's my, or brownie or apple pie. I'm old school. I like the apple pie.
I love apple pie.
I love anything with apples in it, actually. You put apple in it, man, I'm on that shit.
Apples are underrated. I don't eat them a whole lot, but they're underrated.
Same. I don't eat them a lot neither or whatever shit. It's probably the least fruit I actually eat. I actually prefer apples over bananas, but I think I eat way more bananas than I do.
But I definitely prefer bananas for sure. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just easier to eat the banana. You know, you just peel it off.
And they go in great smoothies and everything.
For fruits, I'm more of a berry kind of guy. I love the strawberries, the cherries.
I like tropical fruit.
Yeah, same as well.
I've been on dragon fruit. That's been my shit.
Dragon fruit is the shit, man. I had a colleague gave me some. I think it was a Was it a passion fruit? You gave me one of these passion fruits or whatever mm-hmm. shit. You got to dig it out with the spoon and shit. They got the little seed in it. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, damn, dude, that's like a little snack.
Fire.
It was fire. So brownies, though, is my favorite dessert I go to. Give me like a double fudge brownie or whatever and shit. What would you pair? You know, this is really about to get weird because I don't know what you would do with it. What would you pair with vanilla ice cream, Cody?
Ooh, what would I pair with vanilla ice cream?
That's a definitely weird combination.
Definitely something with chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate stout. Yeah,
give it kind of that yin and yang sort of thing going on. Mm-hmm. Contrast. Definitely some chocolate. I would probably. I don't know if you remember one of those beers. I think it was the end of 2020. I think it was Untitled Art. It's like one of them crazy dessert kind of beers. Something like that.
Can you can you heat the beer up to put it on fucking like a chocolate syrup?
you can make your own syrup with the beer, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure
you can make your own syrup. Yeah, if you really wanted to, I'm sure you can do that.
Probably make your Cody dessert, man, sir, with the vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
For me, what would I pair with a brownie, man? I haven't really even thought about that, but give me something double oaked. Mainly in the whiskey category.
Ooh, okay. Yeah,
double oaked.
All right.
Double oaked barrel, maybe.
All right.
Port wines, I usually always just go to with anything. They always go good with red meat or a little bit of dessert too on the side, especially the chocolate desserts as well. So I'll slag with that. Apple pie. I haven't really thought about that, what I would pair with that, to be honest. I don't actually know what I'd pair with that. Oh, Jack Daniel's apple. Yeah, that's what I'd pair with it.
Jack Daniel's apple.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, Cody. Let me rephrase that when I said I like everything with apples in it. Everything but that. Everything but my drinks. I don't really care for apple juice. I don't really care.
Apple pie, that's an interesting thing to try to pair something with.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would pair with that. Honestly,
it's got cinnamon and it's heavy on the apple. So you
cinnamon,
really,
nutmeggy apples have a little bit of that acidic kick.
Not like
acidic, but it has that little spritzy kind of thing going on. I'll be tough, man.
Mm-hmm. I go to my old well. I probably pull out a sour beer and see, taste that.
You know what? I would probably something caramelly.
Oh, so, caramelly. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's what I would do. That's where I'm starting.
Oh, then this would go great with it. This wine. This poor wine is super.
Okay.
Yeah. This fucking wine goes with everything. And by the way, people, it's really cheap too. It's only like $23.99. So yeah, it's for $20.
Or maybe something like a toffee. Something like that. Maybe.
I see where you're going in the realm of caramel toffee. Cavalon has a lot of caramel and toffee.
Butterscotch, but no, more toffee caramelly realm.
Cavalon has a lot of like caramel and toffee in it.
Okay. Mostly all their something like that.
I could see probably like an Asian whiskey if I had to go in the whiskey territory.
Okay.
I don't know if I can.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm thinking about that Yamazaki. This Yamazaki.
Yeah. Because Yamazaki
is going well with apple pie.
Yamazaki has a lot of caramel in it too. I don't know if I can see anything Scotch or bourbon wise that can go with that.
Nah. I think. Like the Far East kind of spirits.
You got to stay.
Those Asian,
I think the Asian whiskey would go better than that. I don't know if I can. I'm trying to think of Irish whiskey, but Irish whiskey has so much wine infusion these days, or whatever. That like,
I don't think maybe a red breast cash train. I don't think that'd be too bad.
Yeah, I don't think that actually would be bad either. Actually, I think Redbreast 12 Cash Strength would go great with everything.
Yeah,
pretty fucking phenomenal
whiskey. Yeah, so
fucking delicious. But you know what's not so delicious is what I'm drinking on, Cody. That's the Redbreast 15.
Oh no, you doing that again?
So,
all right, just before you do it, it can't be worse than like the Glenfiddich stuff, right?
God,
that shit was awful. I would never forget that fucking episode.
You know,
that shit was awful.
You know what's crazy is Glenfiddich. Okay, usually the age statements are the best things of a product. You love their age statement bottles, or whatever.
Usually, because
Glenfiddich is the opposite. Their non-age statement shit is way better than their fucking age bottles. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have, like, the Grenlandflick Grand Cru and shit like that or whatever, they taste fine. They taste good or whatever and shit. It tastes like a nice scotch and shit. You get today age statement bottles, that, even the 12-year-old, which I think we said was the best one out of it, but it was, like, mediocre as fuck still. The 12, 15, 18-year-old, they do not taste good at all. And I really think people only like that 18-year-old because I think sometimes money has to do with a little bit of why people like things. I think they think the prices were
money are just the number on the bottle.
Yeah, that too. Well, I think I only say the money because people paid like over $180 or whatever the fucking price is for that bottle now and shit like that. Like
18.
They probably think like must be good for that price, right?
You know? And wasn't that if I'm not mistaken, wasn't the worst one we tried on an episode?
Was the 15 it was 18, or, right? Oh, we went back and forth on the 15 and 18. We was
okay,
like,
okay. All right.
They might as well be tied.
Yeah, we were being terrible.
I think we said the 18, though, because it cost more.
Ah, probably.
Yeah, because
maybe the 15 was actually worse, but the 18 is the value of it.
Yeah, because the 15, I think, was like 110, something like that, whatever. And we was like, fuck that, dude. And then the 18 was like in the 150 plus territory. And we was like, oh, yeah, you can suck a dick now. you can suck my dick now. I was going to do a yellow spot or whatever, or something like that, to keep it in the spot family for last week since it is St. Patty's month or whatever. And I was like, let me just keep it with Irish whiskey. But I was like, well, I did Red Spot 15, so let's do a compare and contrast to Red Breast 15, in which I'd come to the conclusion there really is no comparison. Only comparison probably is the price range, actually. I think the price range are on both areas. Oh, by the way, if anybody's looking, I think I heard some Blue Spot has hit Total Wine for like 110, if you can find
it. Did it now. Okay. Well, Total Wine app.
Yeah. I wasn't too
I've been
crazy about it
for a while. I just want a bottle.
It took so, I mean, it just tastes so young. It's just like, oh, it's probably the first time I ever said, like, this tastes really young. It's like, not like it's well developed or anything like that, you know? It's fine. But for the crazy ass prices people were asking for, it's just, eh. Costco, Cody had them for like $75.
I keep forgetting Costco got, they be having those little secret little fucking
yeah but you know
all
people
the time.
Clean Costco out like it's a fucking
yeah because everybody knows about Costco's okay those don't last.
They were having them for like $75-$78 and once you see those prices Cody you go like I ain't never paying no more.
Like I just look on Total Wine out in Rancho, they don't have any. They expected some in April maybe.
They always say that shit. They said that shit last March and expected in April. So I returned back to the Red Breast 15, which I do like probably once. Well, I didn't do it last year, but I try to do it like once a year. Because I was one of those back in the day that said it didn't taste that bad. And then Yoon told me, who's a big Red Breast fan, he said Red Breast 15 tastes like shit. And then when we did it on the show, I think in 2020. Yeah, I think it was 2020. Actually, it was 2019 when we first started. We did the whole Red Breast family and got to the 15, and it just did not taste like any other. I mean, if you want to give it credit, it doesn't taste like the other ones. That's for sure. But not on a positive note. I say that more negatively. It has, like, no characteristics of the other Red Breasts at all. So my buddy Christoph handed me this bottle. I have no Red Breast 15s that I bought on my own. Yoon bought me that one or gave it to me, his, because he said, fuck that, I don't want that bottle. And my buddy Christoph gave me this open bottle of it because he was like, dude, you told me to drink Red Breast and this tastes like shit. And I said, I didn't tell you to drink that one.
Like, they're not all made alike.
I was like, dude, I didn't tell you to fucking. And the price on this one has jumped up too, as well. I mean, it's fucking crazy. This bottle used to be $69-$70 range. It's like over 100 now.
I saw something. Christ.
Yeah, and the Red Breast whiskey has shot up on price too. Now I noticed that.
I haven't bought a bottle, and it's been like two. I think it was like 2 years ago when I bought the bottle. I had the Red Breast cash.
Yeah, drink. You bought the regular 12 too, didn't you?
Oh, did I? I think I did. Yeah, I did have both. I think I did.
You probably can still find that one for the $45 range or whatever, which is a damn good price, by the way, too.
Yeah.
I know the 12 cash strength, the loose style, this one and the 21, they all jumped up in price. Like they're high as shit. I think the 21 jumped almost damn near to $300 now.
Yeah.
The loose style, that one's, it used to be 69 as well when it came out. That is like at 99 now.
Now I know they rebranded the cast strength because it used to be the 12-year-old cast strength. Now yeah, it's just, yeah. Is that because they're blending younger spirits into it too? Is it more blended now?
I think they
in a 12.
They did.
Is that why they rebranded?
They did start blending it in or whatever as well too. But they, I think on the 12-year-old cast strength, if I'm not mistaken or whatever, they took the 12-year-old off whatever is because the blend as well. And I think it was higher than 12. I think it was at 13.5 now or something like that.
Oh, that's so you'll hear about stuff like that. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Older whiskey in.
I remember. Right? God, how long ago was this? I think it was when they released those limited edition A, B, C, and D bottles or whatever. Okay. Is when they started doing the rebranding ones, which I wasn't too crazy on because they said they were cash strength and they didn't taste like fucking cash strength. I was just like, oh. It tastes like regular Redbreast 12, actually. So, but then on the 12 cash strength or whatever, I remember reading something or whatever. And I want to say, I know it was higher than the 12-year-old for sure on the year. And I want to say it was 13. It could be 14. But then I remember they actually made a Redbreast 14 or age for 14 as well. It was a Dreamcast. What was it, a Dreamcast bottle? I can't remember if it was a Dreamcast bottle, but I remember they had. It might be the one that comes in that blue box now. I think it's that one's aged for 14 years now. I think it's called Small Batch. I think it's a combination of the ABCD bottles, whatever that I spoke of that are supposed to be cashing. So they have one now. It's like it's in a light blue box, and it's like a small batch one. That one's like $100,
mm-hmm.
$99 when I seen on sales. I see no reason. I it's breaking $100 now. It's like, I really have to want you. And I just didn't really want it. So I know they just came out with the, I think it's starting to hit shelves now here in America. I got mine overseas from a buddy. Cause I gave Yoon a bottle. Is the PX Sherry Cas Zamina.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. That shit is just delicious as hell. All hell, whatever and stuff. So, it's nice to see that, but the Redbreast 15, I remember we didn't like it as much because it had like this chalky raisiny taste to it or whatever. And it was just like, yeah, that does not taste good for a single pot still either. Let's see if 2022 changes my opinion, you know, on there.
Let's see.
The color on it is, it looked like it's been aged in wine cast, to be honest, the way the color is like that copper steel color. Which makes sense, being in a
looks build. Looks very gold in the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It has like that golden copper color still.
Let's say liquid gold.
Liquid gold. Damn, if only that was a real thing. Because I'd fucking pour this down a well somewhere and be like, I found some gold, see? Like, if I could travel back in the day when they didn't have like any internet, oh man, I would be jipping people off left and right.
Fucking with their minds.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck with their minds, clearly. Pandemic. They're going to make you stay in your houses. I would sell like those Jesus-related books and shit. By the way, I told somebody the other day I don't believe in God or whatever and something like that.
Oh, my God.
The look on their face when they... She just walked away. She just walked away. I feel like her level of respect for me like just shot all the way down.
Immediately.
It just went away.
From 100 to 0.
I think that's
0.5 seconds.
I think I said something out loud. I said, God damn, whatever. And she's like, don't use the Lord's name in vain like that. And I said, I don't believe in him. I'm atheist as hell. And she looked at me and was like, oh. She didn't say nothing. She just walked away. She did that Aunt May thing back in Spider-Man 2. When he told him he was there when Uncle Ben died and shit like that. Mm-hmm. He tried to reach for her hand and she just yanked it away. And she just walked away. That's what I got. She's moving her house right now. I need to go talk to her. She's going to tell me that whatever that beautiful speech was Aunt May gave to him in that movie.
Is that what she made, the there's a hero in all of a speech?
Yeah. Because Henry, the neighbor next door or whatever.
You know, little kid. Yeah,
he was wondering where Spider-Man went because, you know, the town needs some saving out there and shit like that. You know, Henry did that for them.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, I don't know why they never followed up with Spider-Man 3. She clearly knew that her nephew was fucking Spider-Man, but they just ignored that shit in the third one. Like, that conversation never happened.
You know how old people are. Whatever. She was barely in that third one, too. She was only in there for that once.
Yeah, like, two sure.
Scenes. Two scenes. Yeah. She had two scenes in there, which was...
I think she probably had in a contract where she got tired of fucking with villains. We were Green Goblin in the first one.
Oh, he's fucking with her.
Fat ass shit.
And then Doc got dropped her ass off the clock tower. She was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm too old for this shit.
That's how you knew Green Goblin was better than Doc. Doc Ock was like, I got to hurt this woman. Green Goblin's like, I just got to fuck with her.
Yeah, just fuck with her brain, yeah.
just got to fuck. Fan ass shit. Mm-hmm. He did the repairs on that house pretty fast, too, when he blew that fucking...
I got to tell you, man, Green Goblin hates Aunt May.
He really does.
His first Spider-Man, and then his last one.
He really didn't give her... She didn't give him none. That's why. Shit. He wanted it. He didn't get it none. Shit. He was like, Ben, die. You need to give it to me. Me and you, Parker. We're two of a kind here.
Please.
Amoson, tell me where it is the photographer who takes the photos.
Slime. Yeah, man.
Always kills me. I was like, you know, he could have actually killed Spider-Man there, but he tried to work a deal with him. And then
he's like, take over New York with me. He should have known Spider-Man wasn't about that life. I don't know what gave him that impression. What is his opinion? Because I guess Spider-Man had a young son of boys. I guess he thought he was young. He's like, I can manipulate this boy. Maybe that's what it was, but no.
It's different though. I admired it because I was like,
and why didn't remember? Because they had a Thanksgiving dinner together.
When
he found out Peter Parker was Spider-Man because of the cut.
Hold on,
why didn't he just wait?
Remember on the elevator when he was like. Going through transes and shit.
Trying to turn back into Norman Osborn. But dude, I remember he finds out Peter Parker's Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he just wait for everybody to go to bed and then just kill his ass in his sleep or something like that?
Well, remember the next scene? He was arguing with himself. Mm-hmm. I can't. Remember when he said that shit?
That's true.
He was like,
okay, you know, that's all right. You know, that's true. Never mind.
He was like trying to fight with himself, whatever and shit. And he was, and then the mask was on the chair, and he was talking. Mm-hmm. And he had his hand on the fan run, and he was like, "So Spider-Man and Peter are the same, whatever." He was like, "You know what we must do." And then you just hear Norman in the background. Yeah. I can't. And he was like, "Weakling."
He's like, "Tell me how."
That's when he got on his knee.
It's hard, Osborn.
Right. They have the greatest fucking performance of all. Fuck Heath Ledger. Paul Dano, the new Riddler, fuck all that shit.
I love how he's reaching it, but he was like, this dude was a full method. He was sweating hard and shit like that. Mm-hmm. He was like, tell me how the heart Osborn.
First. I thought he was talking to another actual human being. No, you're talking to a goddamn mask on the arm of a chair.
The heart Osborn. We attack his
first,
heart.
We attack the heart. It's a shame that that movie was made in that time frame. Because imagine what you would have did with that now.
Mm-hmm.
If that was like, let's just say we had Toby today with that Green Goblin, or whatever, and that movie was focused on those two. Imagine what the fuck you could do with that now. You'd be like, God damn. Mm-hmm. I was like, I kind of feel for Norman a little bit, you know?
He did have shades of that in that new one. Remember, you saw Norman, right?
Yeah.
Remember when Peter Parker figures that shit out, he webs his hand to the thing?
Yeah.
And then he was like, and then somebody says, Norman, what are you doing? He was like, Norman's on sabbatical.
I'm taking over now. They want to cleanse us of our godlike patterns. Mm-hmm.
You got it.
William Dafoe Appreciation Day, people. William Dafoe is a fucking
best villain ever. Green Goblin. I'm gonna say it right now. Green Goblin is the best fucking villain ever.
I do love that. After he had that conversation with Peter on that rooftop and shit, when he basically date raped him, He fucking date raped Peter Parker. He date raped Peter Parker and then told him to choose, right? Literally, Cody, the next fucking scene, instead of looking for him to get an answer, he sets a building on fire, murdering people and shit. Because you can hear the firefighters saying some people didn't make it out and shit, whatever. So it's like, damn. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what about my offer? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Peter?
Have you accepted my generous proposal?
That's what he said.
He said, and then Peter was like, it's you that's out, Gobby. Out of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Wrong answer.
I was wondering how he made that convincing old lady scream, because he didn't have like a little voice projector thing on him. Unless he had it built into the mask.
That's just, I ain't gonna lie. Remember when that happened in the theater? Yeah, that scared me.
That was a low key scary ass movie. Remember I had that jump scare?
Yeah.
Remember when I think it was Peter Parker fell asleep?
Oh, that's hospital, right. Yeah. And the mask like, popped up.
Wake, yeah, the last, like, rah, yeah. Like, wake up, little spider.
Yeah.
So you want to kill the spider.
Oh, and then the other scene too, like right after he did his thing as Green Goblin, he killed his partner.
Yeah.
And then waking up, he's like, I don't know. Last thing I remember was they had that jump scare of him with his eyes all white freaking fuck up. I mean, that fucked me up when I was a kid. 11 years old watching Spider-Man. I was like, oh shit.
The scream had me the most.
Remember I watched it a second time too. That shit still made me jump.
That fucking scream made me jump. And he's like, ah! And he punches him in the face. Another thing, too, when he turned his fucking business partners into skeletons and shit like that, he just threw that bomb and it like, fucking evaporated their skin.
Ouch, am I?
He did say, is that our glider?
Out, am I?
He rolled that fucking bomb and just went, oh, and
had the shittiest CG effect of the skeleton. That shit is horrible. Not age well.
The fucking skin just evaporated though, Cody.
And they were stuck in the same position, like hugging each other. They made that little scream.
Oh shit. I remember when the Spider-Man took his glide out. Well, meet again, Spider-Man. Mm-hmm.
Straight up 60s cartoon villain shit.
Oh, loved man. It. I don't know what was better, him in the first one or in the second movie when he was fucking with Harry. I wish they would have kept him as like a vision in fucking Harry's mind or whatever. You just see him yelling at Harry all the time.
Yeah, like the Joker in Arkham Knight.
Yeah,
it's like second head. Yeah,
that shit would have been fucking hilarious. Because I remember in the second movie when Harry was like just trying to figure out everything that happened and shit. And he was just like, "Fuck, man!" He was like, "Peter Parker, Spider-Man." He's like my best friend. And then Harry just "Hey, Harry." He just pops up in the window and shit like that. And he was like, you know what happened to me. You know what must be done. He's like, I can't. Peter's my best friend. And then he's just like, you're weak. You've always been weak. Do what needs to be done. And he just did, no. And then fucking, I'm a blank on his name, whatever. He had, remember when Mary Jane was getting married, he turns around in a green fucking bow tie and shit, and he's smiling. I was like, God damn, David DeFranco, James Franco, that motherfucker, man, he just ooze slime ball. Like, that's like,
yeah, which is why when that stuff came out about, you're like, oh yeah, it makes sense.
That motherfucker, like, it's funny because in the first film,
that motherfucker.
In the first film, like, you don't really get too much slimy Franco, but like in the second and third one, that motherfucker,
he's like, it starts like slowly, you start to see like the seeds being planted. It's like, I remember when that first trailer came out for the third one, and they had that shot of him at the play. He was looking at it too, like, yeah, a little evil ass hurt. He was like, yeah.
Oh, and then he was like, fucking with Peter too. Remember he gave Mary Jane them bigger flowers too. She's like, those are from Harry. I was like, hey man, come on, dog. Like, you can't be showing me up and shit like that from my woman and shit like that. He was like, Harry, I wanted to talk to you. Tell that to my dead father who you killed. I was like, God damn. That was when Department 3
just started. Also, I don't know if you noticed. I think the second one was like the beginning of true villain James Franco.
Yeah.
Remember, by the time the third one came out, his eye was lazy as fuck. There, like, wanted him to stop functioning. And he was looking at people, and one eye was looking at him. The other one was just doing his own thing.
It really was. Oh, I thought James Franco was phenomenal in that second film. Especially that. Never forget that fucking Mary Jane getting proposed to scene, and fucking Peter's life had just turned into one of the worst goddamn lives.
And he gets drunk at the party, and then he just starts slapping the shit out of
Slapping the shit out of him. He's like, loyalty, huh? Whatever, yeah. Mm-hmm. It would have been funny if you would have heard, actually, it would have made the scene less dramatic with her, but you would have heard Norman in the background, do it! Do it again!
It's just hilarious.
Or if like Norman would have just brought it up, when you slapped Peter, ooh, it sent a tingle down my spine. So one time I'm asking an actor to ham that shit up for a series or whatever and shit, because that shit was fucking hilarious. Anyway, people, the smell is not that bad, actually. Mm. I don't know what we said about the nose last time, whatever, to be honest. I just remember the taste being shit. But the nose, it's got that classic, you know, pot still spice to it. It's like a herbal Thai essence to it.
Interesting.
It's got the figs and like a touch of like butter, and it's got like this nice orange zest that's just fuming up the nose real quick, you know?
That sounds like a very complex nose.
This sounds like it's going to be delicious, right?
It sounds like it.
Shit, let's find out then. Maybe I change my opinion, Cody.
Yeah, maybe palates change.
Nah, yeah.
Nope, still the same old red breast 50. Yep, still underwhelming. Wow. It makes it even more disappointing, too, because the nose sets you up for so much greatness. And then you ain't going for the actual taste, and it's just flat as fuck.
Okay, the nose, none of that shit is on the taste. The only thing that's I can crazy. Consider that's the same thing is the little bit of spice, and it's only on the finish.
What a shitty-ass whiskey.
It really is. Like, the palate, dude, there is nothing. It's so oily, and not in a good way, neither. It's, like, oily to the point that, like, it just fades everything away.
it is maddening. Like, if you're going to be a shitty-tasting whiskey, why even bother having a good aroma? Or great aroma, in this case.
Yeah.
Like, what's the fucking point?
The aroma smells really fucking nice. Like, it's like, man, where is all that?
You just set me up for this flat ass bullshit ass whiskey. Like, I don't.
The finish is warm. That's false advertisement. The finish is warm. I mean, I'm getting like no taste on it. I guess that's like, I got the cinnamon, the warm sensation. It's kind of sweet, like a wine barrel kind of sweetish taste to it. The palate, I got nothing on that shit. That shit just, it's so oily, dude. It just slides right away. Like, it just, like, not even available. It's like it almost fucking bypassed the system on my membranes and my tongue or some shit. Mm-hmm. Damn, even if you swirl that shit just fades away. Wow. It's oily as fuck. The funny thing, I heard some... Excuse me. I heard people saying that was a good part about it. I was like, really? I think it's just people that just they're into that high ABV shit. Even though it's not like this is that high or whatever, because the ABV on this is only 92 proof, but it's higher than the 12-year-old. So I think people were just probably trying to say like, oh, it's got that high ABV on it. It tastes good. So it's like, yeah, but I need to get some fruit characteristics. Shit. I need to taste the notes. I don't taste shit. It's peppery on the tongue. I mean, I guess I can say that or whatever. And it's definitely caramel somewhere on there or whatever. But it just slides away from the middle of the tongue and it hits the side of the tongues or whatever and just, like, flows like it's fucking water, to be honest. You get, like, this sensation in the chest area, like raisins, too. Like, I do taste those raisins now, which I think is horrible, by the way. I don't mind raisins on my taste notes, whatever. But I don't like raisins real, and I don't eat fucking raisins in real life. I think they taste like shit, to be honest. And if you gave me an oatmeal raisin cookie, I'd fucking throw that shit in your face. I'd be like, bitch, this is a dessert. That ain't no dessert. As like my man in Unforgivable said, bitch, you ain't no nerd. Bitch, you don't like no chocolate chip. Most random. That shit's still funny today.
It is still funny.
Popped up on my recommendations for some reason, whatever. And he was like, "I'll watch some." I think he said, "Watch some anime or play video games, or something." And she's, "I don't really play video games, bitch. You ain't no nerd." Talking to my man, at the movies. The finish is long and warm, but it's long in like a way that I wish it would just fade away completely.
Because there's nothing going on.
No.
It's overstaying its welcome. Yeah.
It's just spice and raisins.
Yeah.
Which, who the fuck would want that feeling on their system? Yeah. Like,
if it was the whiskey, if it was the whiskey, the aroma promise, of course you want that long last batch. But if it's just here to bullshit around, I don't want this fucking, this is not the whiskey I bought.
Yeah.
The one I just smelled.
And it's really long too, because it goes into the chest area too. Mm-hmm. And it's like I don't like that at all now. Because you put Tabasco sauce on raisins.
You hear about whiskeys or even beers, whatever, having different palate as opposed to aroma.
Yeah.
It happens, but this is such a drastic such a drastic contrast.
Very drastic.
Yeah, it's just what the hell is going on here? That's what makes this one particularly so unique, because it's just it truly is the complete opposite.
I think you had an oily beer, or that wasn't an oily beer, but you had a taste note. You said it was oily, and we were just both saying, but not in that bad way, because I know some people probably hear oily and think oh, it's going to be bad if it's oily. No, oily.
It's more like a mouthfeel sort of thing. Yeah,
yeah, oily can be really well, because oily kind of helps the wave pattern of how it flows. And
yeah, it just goes down just smooth. Yeah.
This is oily in a way where it's just oh man, that was no. It just shoots it down. Almost like every sip I take, it's like taking a shot. Like I'm shooting a shot or whatever and shit, and only thing I'm getting, it's like when you take a shot of shitty whiskey or tequila or whatever, and you don't fucking taste anything in the beginning. It's just all you gotta, eat the line. That's exactly
that kind of gag reflex going on. Shot some bullshit.
I just shot some bullshit.
Yeah.
The bigger problem with this is I didn't shoot it. I fucking sifted it, and it feel like I shot some bullshit. So that actually makes it kind of worse in a way, to be honest. And Cody just said, it's nothing fulfilling there. So I got this lingering feeling now in my chest of raisins and spice.
Yeah.
And I just told Cody, I don't like fucking raisins. I don't mind them on my tasting notes, because we've had some spirits on here and beer that had raisin notes on it. But they're perfectly balanced and blended in well with the other taste note. Where here, it's just straight raisins and fucking spice. And it's imagine putting some fucking, I forgot what it's called, but the Mexican spice that they put on corn and shit like that. Or imagine putting that on a raisin and swallowing it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds horrible, doesn't it?
The flavors don't mix at all.
Yeah, I was looking this shit up, man. It's got such high reviews. I saw 91s and 96s and shit like that. I was like, man. Whew. And the thing was, about 5 years ago, I thought Yoon was crazy. I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, man, you just got to give it a chance or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was over his house, I gave it a chance, all right. And I was like, I must have never thought something. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I must have just I think what it was, when I first had the 15, I had the other ones at the same time too. And I think I was just fucking so excited to move to the 21 next or whatever and shit, that I just completely forgot what the 15 tastes like, because it gets worse now every time I drink it. It gets worse. So, and the only time I really drink it is on the show now. So this is probably this is the second time I've had it on the show now. So from 2019 to now, and I think it's actually, I don't remember what we said. And plus we had something to look forward to when we moved on to the 21-year-old. But just drinking this solo here without thinking of drinking anything else, this tastes even fucking worse. The palate is non-existent, and you kind of want to get, I would love it if it had that orange zest that I had on the nose, on the palate. Mm-hmm. That'd be really great. Purple buttery tea and shit. It's almost like they just put way too much butter and just made that shit too much oily, and I get nothing. This is, and now the price has shot up on this bitch too. I'm really not winning here with a positive review on this at all. If this was in the $60 range, if you're looking for a 15-year-old and don't want to break the bank, $60 is not really a lot for a 15-year-old. And for the people that like it, I'd be like, you can go ahead and get it then, I guess. But for a fucking $100+ bottle of a 15-year-old that really ain't that great, especially when the cash drink tastes 1,000 times better, and it's got to be cheaper by $30 to $40 range, why the fuck would you buy this?
Makes no sense. Zero sense.
I I'm just surprised why the price went up on it. Was it like a surplus of people just buying the shit or something like that? I mean,
hey, evidently people liked it. You said it got ratings at 90 and 91s and all that. So
yeah.
It had its audience.
91s out of hundreds, people. So people enjoy it. I know four people that don't enjoy it. Me, Yoon, Cody, my buddy Christoph. None of us enjoy it, but everybody else like it. Hey, that fucking warm sensation will not go away neither. It's like stuck in my chest now. I'm going to go ahead and water that out. Like, actually, you know what? Let's go ahead. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sip the wine right from the bottle.
Is it right there?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to pour you down the drain.
There's no drain
pour. There's no need to drink that.
Yeah. Probably just pour the whole bottle down the drain.
Yeah, you know. So I go to my buddy Christoph's house like at least once a year. At least I try to before the pandemic. And we just make some trades with each other. I go to his whiskey room. I'd bring a few bottles with me. And like two bottles that I'm just going to give him that he needs to try. And he'll give me two bottles I just need to try or have or whatever and shit. We would do this regularly. And he looked at that Redbreast 15. He said, oh, yeah, by the way, before you leave, here, take this with you. I was just like, he's like, you like Redbreast? I said, I never liked that one, though. Mm-hmm. He said, just take it with you. He's like, get this shit out of my house, please, whatever, you know. I said, dude, my bag's full already. You already gave me one. He's like, no, I'm giving you this one on the house. That's like to take with you. Just take it. Shit. I just smiled and was just like, all right, you know, maybe it'll taste better on this bottle. Maybe I just had a bad bottle, Cody. I haven't drank from this bottle yet. So you know what, Christoph, this one tastes worse than the one me and Cody sipped.
Well, damn. I think it's unanimous at this point. Redbreast 15 is just
shit.
No, not it. Just not it.
Not at all. I actually think this is what kind of fucked my love up for Redbreast a little bit. 15 is so bad.
It's still bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah, dude, I'm giving this a... Damn. You know, if the price is right, I'd give it a 1.5, but the price is shit, so I'm just going to give this a... I'm going to give it a fuck it.
Damn.
And you don't even get a one. Just getting a fuck it, dude. Fuck
wow. That's how bad it is.
It's... Have we given fuck it's on this
first
show?
Or the last drop, right?
Have we given fuck it's on this show yet? Or?
No, I don't think we've given it a fuck it, no. Yeah, we're going back to the old rating system for this one. That's how bad it is.
This is a fuck it, dude. Yeah. It's not even good enough to be a one. Why would I give it a one? I mean, there's nothing positive about it.
It automatically makes its place on the drop of fame because it got a fuck it. The first ever fuck it.
The first ever fuck it. Redbreast 15.
That's how bad it is.
I've had it twice on this show now, and I can honestly say without a doubt, it's a fuck it. I mean, if the price was right, then maybe I can give it that one or whatever. If you know what? I like long finishes, but not when it's shit. If it's shit and it's like still burning in my chest or whatever, and like, and I'm tasting raisins and spice, I'm like, nah, I don't want that feeling sensation. So no, I need you to get the hell up out of my system ASAP. I need to go on right away or whatever. You know, I feel like, Cody, I need to go eat some red meat like a motherfucker now or some candy or something.
Something to just dilute that chase.
Yeah.
That spirit, because that shit just, no.
And then they want 100 and I think $15+ for it now. I'm like, dude, you could suck my dick with what you can do.
Yeah, we got to make sure we take note of this, though. Redbreast 15, drop of fame for all the wrong reasons.
Yes.
That's a first. I wonder if that's going to happen again this year.
I mean,
maybe.
But I got to be honest. I was. This is not what I was expecting, people. Don't think I came here.
Wasn't expecting this. I thought it was going to be a low rating, but fuck it. Wow.
I was looking for
a jump to the old.
I was thinking like, oh, maybe because if, I don't know, maybe we gave it a 1.5. Maybe I was like, maybe we can shoot up to a 2. Maybe. And maybe stay at 1.5. Maybe. I mean, but no, it actually gets worse. So. Yeah, this is the first ever. I don't even think on the Slaughterhouse I gave that a fucking. And that was bad. But the price was right. It was only like $30. So, you know, it's like, I mean, I can't knock that or whatever. So, you know, $30 whiskey. This is $100+, Cody. Where's the positive at on this? I guess the nose, but I can't sip nose.
Can't do that. Yeah.
can't do that at all, whatever and shit. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it makes it look worse because the nose sets it up for so much greatness, and it just falls completely flat.
Shit, you might even say this is probably the best red breast nose out of the A statements. That smells heavenly. That smells really good, actually.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not drinking that, though. I might just leave it in the glass, let that shit evaporate.
Nah, your glass deserves better.
Oh!
Just pour that shit out.
You know what? You don't even get the sink. You get the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want the DC of my sink getting clogged.
That's crazy, man. It is crazy how we are just a complete opposite ends of the spectrum with Red Breast 15. Everybody else is loving this shit, but everything in this circle is just like, nah, fuck that.
This motherfucking bottle got the audacity to put matured in the finest oak cast. That oak cast must have been burnt in charcoal, then, because ain't nothing fine about that shit at all. I want to see this oak cast, okay? That shit probably looks like some Game of Thrones shit. Like they were cooking shit in the fucking bricklayer there and shit. Come on now. Matured in the fine. Bitch, don't lie.
Yeah.
You get another reason why you get a fucking. Don't lie to me and spit in my face and call me and say that was an apple. Ain't no apple. That was spit. You just spit in my face. Damn, look at this shit. Yeah. Yeah, Cody might run. I'm going to slip this in Yoon's house. I'm going to put that shit in the mailbox. I know he's leaving town soon. I'll put that shit right on his doorstep. Put a ribbon on that bitch or whatever. Start fucking with him because, you know, Yoon old. He older than us or whatever shit. So, you know, his sleep is important as well, too. I'm just going to start leaving Red Breast 15 bottles around his place and shit. Like, it's like following him around and shit.
A random spot. It's going to be like a garden gnome. Bottle of Red Breast 15.
I'm gonna do that. Yeah, I'm gonna put that shit right here because you know what? It's taking up shelf space. Goddamn it!
Yeah, that's valuable space right there. Take this shit off.
Fucking is. And at this point, it's like I wish I would never opened the one I had because maybe I could have sold that shit for $100 and gave it away to somebody and shit. So
does not deserve to be on the shelves.
No. This tastes like shit. You know, I took this. I took the Red Breast family 2 years ago before the pandemic to the office for like a St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. Thing, whatever, and shit. I couldn't get anybody to like this shit neither, whatever. I mean, they were like, yeah, give me some more of that cash strength or the 21-year-old or whatever. But they was like, I was like, drink some more of that 15. They was like, nah, we good. We good, bro. Like, these people don't even drink whiskey like that. People,
yeah, they're like, even nah. Then, they're like, that's nah, cool shit.
Good. Yeah. I was like, take it home if you want. Take that shit. Yeah, get it. Go ahead, get that. Yeah. Oh, that fucking raisin taste will not go away now. Jesus Christ. I fucking hate that thing. Oh, all right. Anyway, people, that is the end of the show. We're done here.
That is it.
I'm going to start just leaving Red Breast 15 bottles around people's houses and shit. Cody's house.
Yeah. Make use of them. What else are you doing?
Put like some googly eyes on them and shit.
Yeah. Like a mustache. Fake mustache on the bottles. Shit like that.
I should have put it next to that dead dog that was in the corner of my house. Red Breast 15 killed that dog.
Oh, my God.
Dude, there's a cat on the other side of the street that's dead, too, just like that dog was.
Right? Jesus Christ.
Legs up in the air and shit like that. I'm like, God damn. But you know the crazy part?
No fucks like, given.
There's like no tire marks on in that cat. So I'm like, what killed that motherfucking man? Like, did somebody kick the shit out of it or something like that? Like, and it has his mouth wide open too. Like, you see like that one tooth hanging down and shit like that. Whatever. It's like,
oh no. Gotta get Batman on the case.
People, don't go down Greenleaf. Animals don't make it down that street. They don't make it down that street at all. Mm-hmm. You go down Greenleaf, you die.
That's it.
Cars are speeding like a motherfucker down.
You walking on all fours? Nope.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it had compassion for that dog, at least enough to put it on the curb. So, I mean.
Mm-hmm. That was nice enough, yeah.
Had it been me, I'd have been fucking. I'd have tied her, like Cody's scarf around it and shit like that. Over and just, you know. Put a Laker jersey on that motherfucker because that dog's about as dead as the Lakers' career this year. So,
that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that shit's embarrassing as fuck or whatever. You know, put a Laker jersey on that motherfucker. Put a Westbrook jersey on him too because it's worthless at this point.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it'll be fitting. Morbid as fuck, but that'll be fitting.
Yeah. put some sunglasses on them and shit, you know, put some of them Kobe Adidas on them, some ugly one, them space looking motherfuckers and shit. Like, yo, that dog styling, whatever. Get a hit up DJ Driss. Tell him, yo, man, I got your new set. Yeah, prop.
It's Floyd from Britain. When my DJ shit out here for this dog right here. Every it's my DJ. Bruv.
Yeah, my bruv.
I haven't even met that damn dog.
Still my bruv.
Say what's up, McGruff.
All right. You're ruining my set. All right, it's easy to just fight Kate the Primus and just let me spin, okay?
Let him spin.
I'm DJ Driss.
And this is DJ McGruff.
DJ Driss and DJ McGruff.
Together with DJ Driss Gruff, you know what I'm saying?
You see him, Kyle, like, you ready?
You see him in GQ magazine with the fucking dog and shit, whatever and shit. And he's just sitting there chilling with like a drink in his hand or whatever. And the dog is like on the side of him with like a cigar in his mouth and shit. Like
some Weekend at Bernie shit.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
I gotta tell you, that dog was probably the most fucked up thing I've ever seen, too. I think the cat might be worse because that motherfucker mouth is wide open and shit.
I shouldn't be laughing at that. That's fucked up.
No, it shouldn't be. But, oh, damn. My Dropbox, Cody, just said, tell me a joke about cats. They're dead. That's the joke.
It's the way you said motherfucker was like this.
With his mouth wide open.
With his mouth wide open. You said his tongue was hanging out?
Yeah, tongue was hanging out. You see that one tooth out. It's fucked up, but it's funny, though.
He said it, though.
You should have seen it too, because his leg is wide open, like he just got raped or something like that. Oh, that's even worse. Okay. He had like one leg up in the air, but the other leg was like cocked sideways, like somebody bent that motherfucker.
Oh, kind of long, goddamn it. Let him rest in peace or her rest in peace.
That dog got it easy. At least his legs was closed. I mean, shit. Hey, in this neighborhood, man, cats don't give a fuck. You a boy or girl? They'll use their pronouns properly with you when they fucking you. Shit, you getting raped up in this motherfucker?
Yeah.
I know a boy cat that.
Oh my god! In
the neighborhood, Cody. Shit, that boy cat was getting raped. I thought it was a boy cat. I was like, oh.
Shit. Oh my goodness,
dude! Have you ever seen a cat rape?
Oh, I think you told me this story before.
Yeah, man. You
cats. Yeah.
Look here. Look. They need to start a union and protect these cats or whatever, Cody. Mm-hmm. I saw this cat getting it done in the back. One was underneath the motherfucker, and one was holding his head to it. I was like, what is
that? That's not funny either, but I'm like... What a cat getting gang raped by other cats.
I seen it. I seen it with my own eyes. I didn't believe this until I seen it with my own eyes, Cody. I mean, it was fucking crazy. And if you tried,
cats are fucked up.
And if you tried to break it up, the other cats would be, they'd start scratching. They're like, what you doing? I work for this. You know what I mean? Shit.
Jesus.
And then I found that boy cat dead underneath a car, bleeding from his asshole and shit. And I was just like, holy shit. Yeah, like shit and stuff like that hanging out. I was like, God.
It's like a dark ass turn. God damn.
Hey, that cat rest in peace or whatever after getting done up like that or whatever. I mean, his ear holes got fucked, Cody. I don't even know cats could fuck ear holes or whatever, but they did. Man, see, you ain't even going to have sex now tonight. We're going to be like, oh. Girlfriend going to try to nibble on your ear. You're like, hey, well, hold on. What you doing? Ain't even going down tonight. No. You don't think about that cat. Let's just call him Winky. Call him Winky, Cody. He was winking all right. He was winking at me to help him, but I was like, bro, I ain't about to get attacked by no street cat. I mean, you on your own, bro. No. I feel bad now because, like, you know, people are saying, you know, if you see rape happening, help them out, hotel, whatever. Well, I straight up ran. I was a coward. I was like, dude, I can't help you at all. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, them cats, they damn near put a gun at me by raising their hand claw at me and shit. So I was like, I feel bad, Cody. How do you think I feel living with this trauma? I didn't even say
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right. Well, to sum all this up, fuck cats. Yeah. They ain't shit.
They really ain't shit.
But they, well.
So we're done, people. We're done. We gave you a nice long show. Got a lot of good laugh. Well, nah, you know, taking it.
Yeah.
That cat said all kind of pronouns when it was fucking that cat in the ear. Like, you gonna be she tonight. You gonna be
Lord.
And when I'm done with you, they gonna be they. All right. So all right, we done, people. We're getting out of here now.
Oh my god. That's not funny. That's
no, not funny. No, it was not. Well, not it was. I chuckled when I saw it for a second, but you know, until them cats turned around looking at me with their mouth wide up and like holding their claw at me like they were about to like
God.
They wouldn't close their mouths. Cody was fucking this cat. I was like, oh, so you know it's good, I guess. All right. Anyway, people, and plus, who am I to interrupt the sexual beings of animals and shit like that? Not only for me to realize that was a boy cat being attacked, but
wow.
Yeah. So Redbreast 15.
I'm speechless.
Fuck it. All right. So I think we're done, Cody. I think we
all talk about it. Yeah, that's enough to wrap. Yeah. That's about wraps it up.
Yeah. So
wow.
That was a mixing and match week, people. We want to thank you for listening about Cat Ray.
Yeah, and mixing and matching my fucking brain. That's a damn sure.
Yeah. You know Jesus. Damn well you and the girl going to talk about this after you get off the air. Come on now.
Jesus Christ.
You probably going to show her examples on the floor and she'll be like, look, this is what the cat was doing to the other cat and shit. She's going to be looking at you like, what are you doing? He's like, that's what they were doing. If you want, I'll send you a video. I'll do it.
No, ask her.
All right. And then y'all can learn some techniques from this cat stroke that I saw. That cat was working that fucking year, dude. I ain't made me embarrassed of my stroke for a little bit. I was like, hold on, I gotta step my game up now. Shit. Anyway, people. So we're gonna get out of here now. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.